right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight?
Back in time with this music?
What do you mean?
This music's like 30 years old.
No, it's not 30, is it?
It can't be 30.
25, maybe? What year did this song come out?
In the 80s.
Mid-80s?
I want to say like 82, 83.
It's 82, it's, you know.
Pretty old.
Almost 30 years old. 28 yep. years old.
Well, speaking of old... this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 208.
Right.
And we're calling it Relax.
That's right.
Because we've been getting a lot of emails and phone messages and things.
Where you guys been?
What are you doing?
Is the show not happening? What? Are you guys only doing XM shows now?
Where is the show? Where is the show? Why has it been so... are you guys done? Are you over? No. Relax.
Just need a little break.
Yeah, sometimes we take a break if you're a new listener. You may not know this, and that's fine. But, you know, occasionally, well, we had a lot of stuff.
If you do the math, we've been doing the show for 4.5 years. There's only 208 episodes, so that doesn't add up.
There you go.
There are breaks in there.
Some of them are unintentional breaks.
Some of them are unintentional.
Some episodes just go missing. We don't understand. They just fly into the ether, and they're done. Ask the Timoney brother.
That's right.
And because they've been a part of at least one of those.
At least one.
but we're here. Everything is fine. We had a lot of stuff running together.
Well, there was
New York Comic Con.
Right. And then there was Con AIDS.
Yes. And then
which put us out of commission for a little bit.
Yes. Both of us and a few of our friends caught the Con AIDS.
Yeah. So.
And I didn't have a voice for 2 weeks.
Yeah. I barely. It took me. Probably close to 2.5 weeks to fully get a voice back where I could even sing in the shower in the morning.
Right.
I had nothing.
And so. And for those of you that do listen to us on SiriusXM, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the SiriusXM experience, you know that we did do a live show 2 weeks ago, which we pushed through by drinking as much tea as is humanly possible. While on the air.
I was drinking tea and peeing up until the second that the mics went live.
You can actually hear, if you actually heard that episode, or if in some way you're able to find a surreptitious way to listen to those SiriusXM episodes, I'm sure no way exists, but let's say you were to find one, you can actually hear at the top of the second segment of the last SiriusXM show, my voice is crapping out.
Oh yeah, completely.
And by the end of the segment, which is 20 odd minutes later, I'm like, eh, that's big. Yeah, I mean, it was finished.
You were Wolfman Jack.
I was done. So I mean certainly those are reasons. And then we did have two SiriusXM experiences back to back. One the night of the Saturday night of New York Comic Con, and then one the following Saturday night, part of the big SiriusXM 202, Sirius 197, XM 202 live, evening of live.
Right.
Which we were a part of. So lots of perfect storm elements coming together to prevent us from doing this show, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast.
But with that being said, we do want to thank everybody that came by the booth for New York Comic Con. It was a huge success for us this year. Special thanks to all of our guests. All of, you know,
all the ones who stayed.
Aw, he was sill.
And did their time.
He was sick.
Uh-huh.
Everybody else did wonderful.
Okay.
Eric,
just saying.
Eric from Argonaut Residence picked up the slack. Two and a half hours.
That's
Jamie
true.
On Sunday, 6 hours at the table.
It's true. It's true. Everybody that was there, we're very appreciative, of course. And you can look forward to who we may have at the next whatever thing we do.
We're going to start booking soon.
I know.
So if you're interested...
Yeah, some random people calling. Let me know. Yes. Who are you? Joe.
Some
from
guy.
Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, that's. I don't know. It feels like it's going to be right around the corner before we know it. So I'm sure we'll be talking.
No.
About
well,
it
we're
in
not
months.
Waiting a year and a half this time.
No. Exactly. We're actually waiting only
a year.
A year this time. So.
But lots of stuff to look forward to, and so on and so forth. The video footage we shot at New York Comic Con has made its way to Production Tim.
You know, speaking of Production Tim.
Yes.
I've been getting yelled at by Production Tim.
Uh-huh.
The final video from our 200th live episode.
Yes.
Which is on the YouTube account and has gotten some views and some comments.
Oh, really?
I just haven't posted it to the Geek Stuff page.
I haven't even seen that
because I keep forgetting. Oh, it's up there. It's been up there for like a week and a half.
Why haven't you posted it?
2 weeks. Because I keep forgetting. I promise I will do it tonight.
Well,
so that means
you,
by the time
was
you
it,
hear
was
this...
Was it edited for content?
Yes.
It wasn't, was it?
No, some of it's fine. It was a fine
work. You know what? It's
fine
that
work.
Goddamn big rat.
I know. He's
let him drink and he just runs wild.
Listen, he's a drunk. You know, some of you were asking how come Big Rat wasn't on the show. He was in rehab for like a year. We brought him out of rehab.
We're not supposed to talk about that.
No, we could talk about it. No, he's in the public eye now.
We're not supposed to
he's
talk.
He's a public feature.
But we said we're not going to talk about anybody's personal problems on this show.
No, that rat fucked with us.
Big Rat, we're not talking about him.
He's
we're not
drunk.
Talking about Best Buy Billy.
Well, he's
we're not
mayor.
Talking about Just Mike. We're not talking about anybody's personal problems here.
Fine. He wasn't in rehab for a year. He wasn't drinking like a fish.
Just don't say rehab anymore.
Sorry.
Just let it go.
A home.
Your
people
anger.
With drinking problems.
Oh.
Geek Stuff. What's in the news?
Keith Richards.
Uh-huh.
May or may not be in Pirates of the Caribbean 4. He was
cares?
Originally scheduled to be in it. He's going to reprise his role as Captain Teague.
Right.
And then he put out that memoir book that was riddled with all of his stories about him being a drug user, which who didn't know Keith Richards was a drug user?
And now what, Disney
and
is reconsidering?
The rumor is... It's not confirmed, but there was a rumor floated that might affect his appearance in the film.
Oh.
I don't think that's the case, though.
Was he shooting up on the set of the last movie?
I don't think that
exactly.
was the case either.
Stupid.
Speaking about news that'll make you angry, Indiana Jones, to get the 3D conversion, I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Shortly after Star Wars.
Yeah, well, again, not a surprise. It's just ridiculous. I have news, though.
What is your news?
I have Batman 3 news.
Yes, I heard this.
Yes, Christopher Nolan announced that the title for the next and third and final Chris Nolan installment, apparently, will be called The Dark Knight Rises.
That's right.
And the Riddler is not.
That's correct.
The villain. He said emphatically, it is not the Riddler. So now, of course, the speculation is, well, who the hell is it going to be? And I think all of us are just going to be sitting around waiting because he is tight-lipped.
Well, I've heard some rumors again that surfaced this week that said he's looking for female casting.
Oh, geez.
So we might be going down
Catwoman.
Catwoman is certainly a possibility. I've heard Harlequin is certainly a possibility as a follow-up to the Joker. I've actually heard someone actually said this to us, and then I saw it online somewhere. Someone suggested Talia
Al Ghul.
Al Ghul. As a nice way to kind of bookend the series. Although I don't think Talia al Ghul is strong enough to carry the movie.
Like Harley Quinn. I don't think Harley Quinn is strong enough to carry the movie.
No, I don't think so either.
And it certainly doesn't seem like that would be the next step after The Dark Knight.
No, I don't know.
But the other exciting news about Batman 3 is that Nolan won the fight to keep the movie not 3D.
Not 3D. So good for Chris Nolan.
Yep.
Good for Chris Nolan.
He's going to shoot it like he shot Dark Knight with a variety of cameras, including IMAX cameras.
Right.
And for those of you that didn't catch Dark Knight in IMAX, you really missed the spectacle because there were certain scenes, the opening scene being one.
The bank heist.
The Chinese scene being the other, that were all shot in IMAX, and they were beautiful.
They were beautiful.
So, so that's your Batman 3 update.
How about some Star Trek 2 updates?
Okay.
How about J.J. Abrams revealed that Khan will not be in the film?
Yes.
They are not going the Khan route.
Yeah.
So now, of course, this leads us to believe.
Everyone's disappointment.
Well.
Everyone is upset about this because he is arguably, and really not arguably, the biggest villain in the Trek universe, and it would just make sense, I think, for them to go that route. But I'm not J.J. Abrams. I'm sure he's got another wonderful idea lined up that's just as good as Khan. And thank you.
So this is his quote. It's definitely a character. Oh, he goes on to say, I should say, after saying it's not Khan, he goes on to say that it's going to be centered on a classic character from the original 1966 series.
Okay.
And then he says, it's definitely a character that will make fans of the original series exciting. Think along the lines of Harry Mudd or Tree Lane or Gary Mitchell or the Talosians or the Hoarder. Actually, it's one of those that I just named.
Okay, what were they again?
Harry Mudd.
Okay.
Which that barely carried an episode. Even I know that episode.
No, it was a couple of episodes.
Was it a couple of episodes?
Yeah, Harry Mudd appeared a couple of times.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's a goof.
He's like Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, he's a goof.
In a fur coat.
It's a goofy character.
With space whores.
Yeah.
Made out of mud. Or used by mud, right?
Yeah.
Trelane?
Trelane is kind of an omnipresent figure. Like Q in The Next Generation, if you ever watch any of The Next Generation.
Okay.
The speculation is that that Trelane was probably a Q, although they've never really officially made that connection. So he's kind of an omniscient being, all powerful sort of being. Not really one of my favorites.
Gary,
he was so gay in that show.
Gayer than Sulu?
Yes.
Because
I know, but I'm just saying.
All right.
Sulu wasn't gay on the show.
No, the episode where they're he's running around as a pirate.
The Naked Time. He's not as a pirate. He has his sword out and his shirt off. What does that mean? That someone's gay?
No, he was
Errol
little
Flynn gay, sir?
Maybe.
No, you know he was not.
Gary Mitchell.
Uh huh. Gary Mitchell was he was Kirk's friend from the Academy who was in the second pilot for the original series.
Okay.
And they had some encounter, and he and another crew member, a woman who was played by Sally Kirkland, I can't remember her name. She was the teacher in Back to School.
Oh, okay.
Her.
I know who you're talking about, but yeah.
Yeah, she was that. And then the guy who played Gary.
Uh-huh.
It was Gary, right?
Yes.
What was it, Gary what?
Mitchell.
Mitchell. Was actually one of the guys in 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, God.
As far as actors go, but I can't remember. He's the one with the normal name. There's like some guy with a weird name and this guy. Anyway, he also gets some sort of omniscient powers as well, and they have to deal with killing him. It's actually, the episode was pretty good.
Sally Kellerman.
Kellerman, that's it. I always forget her name.
Sally Kellerman.
Okay, and who else?
The Talosians.
All right, the Talosians is actually the villains from the first pilot for Star Trek. These were the big brainy-headed creatures that kept Captain Pike in prison while they gave him like illusions of life. And there was a girl and that could be interesting, but I don't see how they're going to make that work with Kirk. Although, I mean, I guess they could just do it the way they did it before, but with Kirk, I don't know. That's weird.
The Horta. H-O-R-T-A?
Yeah, the Horta was, if I'm not mistaken, the Horta was the giant blob boring thing on a mining planet that miners disturbed, and it had eggs, and I don't know, probably didn't get that far yet.
We should say that it looks like, if it's leaning in one of those directions, it looks like it's actually leaning in the direction of Gary Mitchell.
That's actually
a good way to go. Based on what you've described, I could see that as being a good, solid story for the film.
So here's the problem with the Gary Mitchell line.
Okay.
It is Kirk's friend from the Academy. But Kirk didn't go to the Academy. And has no friend Gary Mitchell. So I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work.
How they're gonna
I'm
make
sure
that
they're going to find a way to make it work. That's interesting, and I'm sure there's no casting rumors yet.
No.
But all right. I mean, if it has to be an old story and it's not Khan, I'll take Gary Mitchell if Khan is the third movie.
Okay.
Be what I would say.
Well, sure.
And I don't think they should just be doing Gary Mitchell anyway. I think they should do, it's like I said, man, those were our shows. So they should be taking two of those shows and smashing them together and making a story out of two of the old shows. But that's just my opinion. Let me tell you what my opinion is of DC Comics.
All right.
I love them. And you know why? Well, because DC Comics announced that as of January 2011, they're rolling back their prices to $2.99 for all of their standard length comics.
I heard this. This is causing a bit of controversy, isn't it?
Yes. And they're saying, as a friend of the show, Jim Lee, says, we have listened to our fans and our partners in the retail community who told us that $3.99 price point for 32 pages was too expensive. And he's right. And now Jim also says, for the long-term health of the industry, we are willing to take a financial risk so that readers who love our medium do not abandon the art form.
So a couple of things. This might actually prevent people from downloading things in mass.
Not you.
Well, you know, and some people. And how is this going to affect the quality of the book?
Well, I don't
know.
Do
we think that we're going to go back to less glossy pages? Do we think that...
You know what? If that's what has to occur, I'll take that. I'll take a bump down in paperweight in order to get the books for a buck cheaper.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how...
I mean, most of the books I read at this point are DC. Marvel apparently made a similar announcement, although I didn't really catch it.
I'm just wondering how modern art in comic books translates to a lower grade of paper.
Well, you're...
Do you know what I mean? Like
yes,
that Kirby art and stuff, that worked with that paper. Actual newsprint paper, right.
No, I agree with you. I don't think we're going back to newsprint, though.
Right.
I mean, there are a lot of paperweights between newsprint
we're just going
and
back
what
to
we
like,
get now.
We're just going back to, like, mid-90s.
Maybe. Yeah, late 80s, even.
Okay.
I mean, they started up in paper around then, getting to more white paper rather than the gray newsprint. I think that Marvel announcement, they said only books that feature Wolverine
would go up to $4.99.
Would go back to $2.99, but that's pretty much all of Marvel's books anyway.
So it doesn't matter.
So
excellent.
Stupid Marvel.
How about some Hobbit-related news?
Ooh, haven't had that in a while.
Well, Something we talked about over there, but not over here. Martin Freeman confirmed as Bilbo Baggins.
Boo!
Oh, I don't think it's so bad.
Oh, it is.
And it is. The Hobbit stays in New Zealand.
Now, is that news as of what, today?
That was as of the 27th. So what's today? We're recording this on the 27th. That's as of today.
So as of today, it is staying in New Zealand.
It is staying in New Zealand. Oh, New Zealand put up something like $25 million in incentives, which included $15 million in tax credits and $10 million in marketing, in addition to a bunch of other stuff.
Right.
Labor contingencies and blah,
blah,
blah.
Well, there was a lot of, you know, if you Google Peter Jackson on The Hobbit, there was a video that was released, a news program.
Yep.
In New Zealand, where he and Philippa Bowens were talking about the situation, and also some political leaders or something, some sort of stupid people who were like, you know, you're just favoring the American company, but in a New Zealand accent. I quite frankly, I don't know what the problem is, but and thankfully, I no longer have to care because it's staying in New Zealand where it should be. The sets are built. I mean, they were sitting in Gollum's cave when they did that announcement, or at least part of the set of Gollum's cave. So I'm not upset.
It's a shame though that the government really had to step in and tell the union to quit crying.
Well, as long as it's done, no one cares.
All right, I got two more quickie things.
Okay,
J. Jonah Jameson. In the upcoming Spider-Man film.
Uh-huh.
It looks like the person who's first in line. Although it's a rumor, and we wouldn't want anybody correcting us for spilling rumors on the show, John Slattery would be...
John Slattery.
He played Howard Stark in Iron Man 2.
Oh, okay.
He's also on Mad Men.
Yes.
So okay. He looks like he might be the one. I'm sorry. I don't think anybody can play Jameson better than the dude that's playing him already. That guy just looks, breathes, feels.
I can't remember
is
that guy's
Jameson.
Name.
I it pisses me off that I can't remember that actor's name.
Why don't you
name.
Look it up? You have a computer right there.
I will. Do you want me to move on or do you want me to hover?
No, you can move on, I guess.
All right, I'll come back to it.
Just wish you were prepared for these
stories.
Well,
you know what? I can't have everything up at once.
Just saying.
All right.
You could be prepared.
How about we talk about Avatar?
Okay.
2014 and 2015, Cameron has confirmed that 2 and 3 are his next two films.
And he's shooting them back to back.
That's correct.
Right.
J.K. Simmons.
Thank you.
That was J. Jonah Jameson. I should have known. J.K., J. Jonah, Jameson. There it is. Yeah, so Cameron has confirmed that anything else you heard that he was working on is, in fact, not the case.
It is a lie.
Cleopatra, I think, is on hold for right now.
You got to strike while the iron's
indefinitely.
Hot.
Indefinitely. So Avatar 2 and 3 have moved into place.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, you're right. You almost got to get those done at this point so you could just move past them.
Right.
Just let it happen. Let it be. Now, this being said, I liked Avatar, so I'm okay with 2 and 3. I'm interested to watch. I'll go see them.
Right.
But yeah, so there you go.
Hey, you know what? I wanted to ask you. They released a bunch of Hobbit casting, and most of them are people that you've never heard of. Right. They cast a bunch of the dwarves. We presume at this point Ian McKellen is coming back.
Yes, we've heard that.
And somebody else was...
Thorin Oakenshield has been cast.
Right. Yeah, with a bunch of... Keeley
and Feely have been cast.
Yes.
Dwaylin.
Those are the...
Oin.
I did say a bunch of the
Bomber,
dwarves.
Dory, Goin. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I...
Yeah, you're just going on and on. And, you know, when there are two people talking, no one can understand it. The point being was that there was a name that was conspicuously absent from that list.
Which was?
Elrond.
You know, I had heard a while ago, though, that he's already coming back.
Well, no one can seem to confirm that point, though.
In the article that I read about Freeman,
right,
after all of that other casting that I just went through those names, it said, like, the last tag of the article was, you know, The Hobbit is currently in development, starring Martin Freeman, Cate Blanchett, Ian McKellen, Hugo Weaving,
okay,
Andy Serkis,
I knew
and
Andy,
Doug
I knew,
Jones.
I knew Andy Serkis. Doug Jones as what?
I don't know.
Oh,
I heard...
No, he's not doing... They announced Smaug, too.
Yeah, but that's Bill Nighy.
Bill
Nighy
is doing
Smaug.
Let me just throw this out there. I haven't heard Cate Blanchett either, so I'm going to be looking for some confirmation on Kate Blanchett or Hugo Weaving, because I haven't heard either one of those.
I was pretty positive both of those had been...
I was unaware that Kate Blanchett's character was in The Hobbit. Has it just been really too long since I've read it?
You know, I don't remember. I don't remember if Galadriel...
I don't remember Galadriel being in the... But who knows?
But you know what, though? But she could be in the filler.
Yes, that's
material,
true.
Or the other material. Right. You know what I mean? Yep. So there you go. I got nothing else.
With that, let's take our first break on episode 208 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. We're calling it Relax. Everyone around you. Attention Geek Stuff listeners, do you have a business, website, or other product or service that you would like to advertise on BigKevsGeekStuff.com or the show Big Kev's Geek Stuff? Reach thousands and thousands of people each and every week for a low, low price.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers advertising prices for everybody's budget. For more information on these packages, check out BigKevsGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising button.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the best geek exposure for your advertising dollar. Advertising space. No
one learns from your mistake.
Hey, this is Aaron Douglas, Chief Tyrell from Battlestar Galactica. You're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Hey, Big Kev, it's George from Toy Break. I just got a call and let you know that although I don't agree with most of the ways that OG pronounces things, I do have to agree that Fringe is a great show. You should really check it out on DVD, start with season one. I think you'd like the mythology behind it, and it's just an altogether good show. Plus, it's got Pacey on it, and how can you beat that? Keep up the great show, guys. Talk to you soon.
See? See, George agrees with me.
It's hardly,
he doesn't like how I pronounce things. Hardly, I don't pronounce it Fringe.
It's hardly a ringing endorsement. It's George from October Toys.
I think it's that, like, his opinion counts.
It's like being valedictorian of summer school.
That's terrible. What are you against him?
I have nothing against him.
Fringe is a good show.
Well,
you
sure.
should watch it.
Apparently.
John Noble.
Uh-huh. I met him.
Excellent. Nice guy. Great show. Actually, and this season's been really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe I'll
Anna
sit Torv,
down. Hot. That's worth it.
And what does he
She's
throw
She's a redhead in that season?
And what does he throw at me? Pacey's in it.
You like Pacey.
Who said I like Pacey? Who said I even like Dawson's Creek?
Oh, when this mic isn't on, Pacey this and Pacey
is
that.
Is it? Yes, I'm sure it's all about Dawson's Creek when the mics go off. If anything, it's about Tom Cruise's wife.
No.
Mm.
Before anyway.
She went nuts.
Before she was a caged animal?
Yeah. Poor thing.
All right.
Poor creature. Hey, George from October Toys, Rocketeer. Thank you very much.
Geek Stuff. DVD News.
DVDs.
So we're not going to go over everything that's come out in the past 4 weeks.
Nothing's come out.
I'm assuming that you've gone and bought some stuff in the past 4 weeks.
Let's just deal with this week.
How about we start with...
I actually bought a couple.
All right. Well, and there's a couple of good ones that we want to mention. So how about we start with Back to the Future, the 25th anniversary trilogy on Blu-ray.
Yes.
Out this week.
Now, what's very exciting about that, this is a good opportunity for me to say that I was lucky enough to host a pair of screenings of the 25th anniversary of Back to the Future this past weekend in Clifton, New Jersey at the AMC Clifton Commons.
Nice.
Saturday night and Monday night. I hosted those. Had a great time. All the fans out there were great. We gave away some prizes. We had some fun. And we watched a 25-year-old movie.
All right.
And
that's cool.
Yeah,
I wish I was could have gone.
It was digitally remastered. And, you know, all the bells and whistles were all there. Terrific movie, of course, as you know. And now, of course, you can get all three of them on the Blu-ray.
On the Blu-ray. Does that meet the criteria for replacement?
For me?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I have already taken steps to acquire that.
Nice.
Yes. And speaking of the AMC Clifton Commons, sir.
Yes.
I also attended the Sound of Music sing-along.
Wow. Did you now?
On the 26th.
Yeah, how'd that go for you?
That was fun.
Were the hills alive?
There was a lot of lovely middle-aged women.
Oh, I bet.
There, and a lot of, shall we say, very happy young gentlemen.
Well, isn't that cute?
So, that was interesting.
Good for you.
Yeah. And upcoming, OG and I are going to be hosting the midnight premiere of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. Tickets are on sale now. So if you're in the tri-state area and you want to come out for a midnight show hosted by me and OG, that will be 12:01 a.m. See, I'm not doing this midnight shit. 12:01 right. a.m. on the day that it opens. Is that the 17th or the 19th?
It's the 19th.
Well, on that day. Clifton Commons. Oh, you can Google it. It's Clifton, AMC Clifton Commons.
It's off of Route 3. If you're local, you know where it is.
Yeah, but most, you know, people are not local. Maybe they want to come in from Connecticut.
I doubt it.
They might.
All right.
Don't sell yourself short, OG.
Okay.
Got some people who like you.
I don't think they want to travel to see Harry Potter at midnight.
I'm just saying.
Just putting it out there.
If you do, it's AMC's Clifton Commons. We're going to be there. We're going to be giving out prizes. We're going to be doing trivia. You know, all the usual stuff that we do at these things. And my understanding is we may, we cannot announce for sure at this point, but we may be hosting a midnight premiere of Tron Legacy.
That would be exciting.
In the same location.
I'm very excited for that.
Yes. So stay tuned for more info on that.
Also out this week on the Blu-ray, Alien Anthology out on Blu-ray this week. If you don't have those films yet and you want to pick those up.
I actually don't have
those on regular DVD either. I think I had like a couple of them,
uh-huh.
and I got rid of them at one point in anticipation of buying that DVD box set that came out.
Right.
And I never got it. So now this is probably the proper opportunity for me to scoop it up.
Do you want them on Blu-ray?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that they meet the criteria.
They do. They meet mine for sure.
Yeah, so... Star Wars, The Clone Wars, the complete second season, out on regular DVD and Blu-ray this year.
I have the very thing right here.
Featuring Yoda on the cover, I saw.
Yes, and it's actually, there's a ton of stuff that went on in season two that's spectacular. You know, we should say, if you're a Star Wars fan and you're not checking out The Clone Wars, you're an idiot. Because although there are some elements that are directed to children, by and large, this is really good stuff. I mean, I think it's really good stuff. In this season alone, we get young Boba Fett coming back for revenge. Lots of stuff going on with the bounty hunters, some you know and some you don't, who are new to the series here. And also the introduction of the Mandalorians.
Nice.
Sir. So, yeah, I mean, this is a really happening thing. If you're not down with the Clone Wars cartoon, I don't know where you're at. So check that out. Sir, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Were you just moving on before I said that the Ultimate Collector's Edition contains 22 action-packed episodes, 4 behind-the-scenes featurettes with director and crew interviews, exclusive 68-page production journal with original sketches and artist notes, and a Jedi Temple archive, an extensive database of early test animation concept art and 3D turnarounds.
It's a nice set.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking
great.
It.
That's great. I really like that Clone Wars.
The Venture Brothers, Season 4, Volume 1, also out of DVD. Do you watch The Venture Brothers?
No. And everybody's going to jump down my neck now. George, pick up the phone. It's time to call and tell me why I should be watching The Venture Brothers.
It's a good show. It's a funny show.
Everything is a good show.
All right.
Except I only have 24 hours a day, and I need at least 3 of them to sleep.
And at least 12 to play Red Dead, so...
Actually, I haven't been playing that much lately.
Wow.
But I think the new expansion, which we...
Hit already, didn't it?
No, the zombie expansion?
I believe it hit earlier this week.
No, it did not.
I think it did.
I don't think so, sir.
I think it did.
No, sir, because I played this week and it was not offered to me.
I thought that it did.
You are a lie.
All right.
I did pick up this, however, since we're still on DVDs and not on games.
Okay.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show on Blu-ray, 35th Anniversary Edition.
See, now, I don't think that meets the qualifications for me.
Now, why not?
For Blu-ray. Because what in it signify, what about it makes it for you? For me, it's really a matter of I do enjoy the film,
mm-hmm.
but it's really not special effects heavy.
This is true.
I mean, unless, you know,
well,
you're trying to cram current day Tim Curry in that corset.
That would be
an effect worth watching.
That would be an effect, certainly. This has a lot of new stuff. It's a brand new 4K 2K master from the original camera negatives. I mean, that's some significant stuff. This is the greatest cult movie of all time. And as it is the greatest cult movie of all time, considered by me a classic, ergo, it qualifies for me to have on Blu-ray.
Yeah, I mean, look, it meets your criteria. That's fine. Just doesn't meet my criteria.
Okay, I'm just saying. So it's out there. You can check that out.
Here's a rare instance where I'm going to bring up something anime related in our releases this week.
Oh, boy.
And this is only because you kind of like this series.
Oh,
so
boy.
So I thought maybe you would want to know.
Okay.
That Trigun, the complete series, out on DVD this week.
Mm.
It's one of the ones you actually watched and liked.
I watched a couple episodes and liked it. I didn't like it that much. It was not Star Blazers. So.
All right. One more thing that I want to bring up this week. Chaplin at the Keystone, an international collaboration of 34 original films.
All right.
It's Chaplin collection. That's a good thing to have. I don't have a Chaplin collection.
I have
a couple of the individual discs
right.
that they've released. But, you know, a nice collection, 34 films, good deal. That all being said, go out and buy the DVD. If you're a Chaplin fan, buy it. If you don't know or you haven't ever seen any Chaplin films, go buy it. Have you seen the video on YouTube of the woman in the Chaplin film with the cell phone?
No.
There's this guy. There's a video on YouTube. I'll try to find the link and put it online. I know I posted it on my Facebook page the other day.
All right.
There's this guy that was screening some Chaplin movie, and he stopped it because there's a scene where there's a woman who's walking down the street, and it looks like she's holding a cell phone and talking into the cell phone. It's a really bizarre thing.
That's weird.
From like 1928 or whatever the hell that film was from.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really bizarro world.
Crazy. So.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
All right.
Comics to check out this week.
Do it.
Not an abundance, sir. But we just like to give you a few highlights that you might want to check out. From the pages of Kevin Smith's Green Hornet, it's Green Hornet Blood Ties, number one.
Oh, goody.
Why are you so upset every time?
Because it's another Green Hornet book. How many are there?
What did I tell you
about? We're well into double. Are we at triple digits yet?
We're not.
Have we broken 100 different Green Hornet titles?
I don't even think we're in double digits.
I think we're in double digits.
Look, let me put it to you this way. I'm going to say this again.
I know what your theory is.
My theory is they're heavy loading the market until the movie comes out and bombs, and then they're all going to go away. So as a Green Hornet fan, I am alerting other Green Hornet fans or people that have never been exposed to the Green Hornet to check out the comics.
There's too many.
And not make their judgment on the terrible, likely terrible movie.
It's the Green Hive at this point. It's just too many.
That was Dynamite Entertainment, by the way, which we didn't mention. The Weird World of Jack Staff, Britain's Greatest Hero, number 5, from Image Comics. If you've never read this book, you should be. It is really fantastic, good old-fashioned superhero comic with Paul Grist's really, really stylized art. I love this book. I love it, love it, love it, and I recommend it to you. Jack Staff been around a long time. It was in black and white for a while. You can buy a few collections and read all that back stuff, but you know, you don't really need to know all that back stuff. It helps, but you don't need to know it, and it's good stuff to read. Good old-fashioned superhero comic book. From Dark Horse, this is Hellboy Beasts of Burden one-shot. Jill Thompson, Evan Dorkin with Mike Mignola. Now, why is that significant, OG?
I don't know.
Don't know the names Jill Thompson or Evan Dorkin?
I know Evan Dorkin is from Milk and Cheese.
Correct.
Jill Thompson is from Scary Godmother.
That's
I'm
correct.
Familiar with both, and obviously Mike Mignola, Hellboy.
Well, the story was written by Evan Dorkin with Mike Mignola, which probably means Evan Dorkin wrote it and Mike Mignola
did the art.
No, he did not do the art, sir. He did the story.
Oh, Jill Thompson did the art.
Jill Thompson did the art, correct. But Mike Mignola, I'm sure, looked at Evan Dorkin's story and was like, I really don't think you should, maybe you shouldn't do that right there, Evan. In his Muppet-like voice.
I was going to say, he's a Muppet now.
Yeah. So it comes with two covers. There's a Jill Thompson cover and a Mike Mignola cover.
I'd get the Jill Thompson one.
Of course you would, because you are wise. course, I got the Mignola one because I'm an idiot.
Right.
Yeah, it's a great one shot. It's a cute story. You should check it out. Hellboy, Beast of Burden one shot. And from Marvel, a book that continues to be weird and interesting, it's Captain America 611.
Nice.
With Cap being arrested on the cover. Now, this, of course, is the Bucky Cap.
Right.
Not the not Steve Rogers, who is back as Steve Rogers and not Captain America.
And why is he being arrested?
I can't reveal that to you, sir.
Kid touching?
No.
Drug smuggling?
No, it wouldn't be that either. But in any event, Cap's a weird book, keeps getting, well, not weird, but it's, I think it's kind of moving towards a head.
Towards a point.
Yeah. And a trade to check out this week. We haven't talked about this one in a while. It's Jimmy Gownley's Amelia Rules.
Nice.
This is the latest one. It's called True Things Adults Don't Want Kids to Know. Now, if you've never read an Amelia Rules book, it's about a little, what is she, preteen geek girl.
Yeah, kind of.
And her, just think Calvin and Hobbes, but no Hobbes, and Calvin is a girl.
No Hobbes, instead Pajama Man.
Exactly. And her geeky misadventures. This is a great read for everybody.
I really like the Amelia Rule. You know, it's a fun read. It's just, it's really just pure, it's really just pure entertainment. You know what I mean? Like it's just fun on its base level, and that's it.
And that's why we pointed out, because, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, hero comics and so on and so forth, but every now and again there's a book like Amelia Rules that we like to point out, because this is your opportunity to get other people interested in comics
in the art form,
in girlfriends, in parents, in other friends who don't read comics. This is
my wife has read the Amelia Rules books.
I know, so is mine. And this is one of those books. We should also say the Wizard of Oz books that Marvel is putting out by Scotty Young are also really terrific.
I still got to get those.
You should, sir. I'm telling you. But anyway, it's Amelia Rules, True Things Parents Don't Want Kids to Know. Not bad. Going to run you about $11.
Not bad.
Which is really good.
I'll wait until I see him at a con so I can get him to sign it for me.
Oh, good idea. AmeliaRules.com. A-M-E-L-I-A Rules.com. Check that out. And all of those books.
Sure,
I think there's like six of them now. At least, issues.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Product.
Of which there is a bunch tonight.
Yeah, and actually what's awkward about the product is that it's all books.
It is. No toys today.
Yeah, it is. Although one is bordering on toy.
We probably could have brought some toys to you. Certainly some of the things we had from New York Comic Con would have been appropriate. But mostly I forgot them.
Hey, let's talk about Quirk Books. It's quirkbooks.com. Q-U-I-R-K books.com. Yes?
I was going to say, you probably know Quirk Books. You probably best know Quirk Books for Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Oh, that's those guys.
And they also, I think...
Are they doing Abe Lincoln?
No, that's somebody else.
Oh, that's somebody else.
But I think they did the Jane Slayer instead of Jane Eyre book.
Oh, yeah?
I think that was Quirk. But no, okay. Abe Lincoln's Vampire Hunter, Killer, whatever, that was somebody else.
Okay.
But Quirk Books was Pride and Prejudice and Zombies for sure.
Right.
And there's a follow-up to that, too, I think. Now.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called, though. In any event, they sent us a couple of books we want to let you know about. The first one is DC Comics' 75th Anniversary Poster Book, which includes 100 ready-to-frame covers with commentary by Robert Schnakenberg. Who is Robert Schnakenberg?
Your guess is as good as mine. I think you got a little fact sheet over there.
He's written extensively on science fiction and is the author of many comic books, including the acclaimed Michelle Obama, Year One.
Okay.
Really? I've never... Okay. He lives in New York City. I guess he's a respected writer, although I don't know why on earth they would list that as his comic book cred, but okay. They have a ton of DC covers celebrating 75 years of terrific DC cover art. And, this stuff is really tremendous. A lot of the classic covers that you've enjoyed over the years are in here in a big, giant, deluxe form, like Green Lantern, Green Arrow, number 85. You know which one that one is, don't you? It's Speedy shooting up.
I know. It's hard for... Yeah.
Yeah, it's very sad. But a lot of the great cover art by DC is included in here with commentary. Terrific oversized book. That thing's got to be bordering on 2 feet, you know, foot and a half tall.
Yeah, that's a nice oversized book.
Really nice table book. So check that out. The 75th anniversary poster book from DC Comics and Quirk Books.
Also, they sent us Night of the Living Trekkies. This is a book I heard about, but I haven't had the chance to read. It's kind of like... It's a guy who's a Trek fan, and he ends up at a Star Trek convention that then gets invaded by zombies.
Okay.
So you have Trekkie zombies. It's kind of a funny, quirky, you know, kind of taking advantage of all these zombie books that are out there right now, zombie chic that's out there right now. Definitely looks like it's a good read. I'm going to check it out, and, you know, maybe I'll come back. But just, you know, some of those other books, Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters. The follow-up to Pride and Prejudice and Zombies was Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, Dawn of the Dreadfuls.
Okay.
Android Karenina.
Okay.
Are you getting
that? Yeah, they're taking the classics and putting some sort of genre spin.
But then they also did, like, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, the graphic novel adaptation.
Uh-huh.
The Encyclopedia Shatnerica.
Shatnerica.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The Guide to Christopher Walken, A to Z. Like, it's really, like...
Pop culture.
It's really quirky stuff.
Poppy,
for lack
well,
of a...
for it's Quirk Books.
I know. So there it is.
Quirkbooks.com. Check those guys out. We're going to be talking about some more Quirk Books.
Yeah, absolutely. Going forward.
As we go forward. So we got to talk about this one immediately.
Okay, go for it.
Part product, part book. This
all
is,
cool.
This is, and I'll have to, you'll forgive me, I have to reveal it to you, sir. Comes in a special case. Now, I'm hoping you'll be able to hear this. That was the opening of the special container that contains the Jedi Path.
I'm trying to figure out what the container is exactly.
It's looks like a book storage unit.
Yeah,
from the
like
Star
a,
Wars universe,
like a vault.
Sir. Yeah, like a vault. Very well said. Now, what is it? The Jedi Path, as the flavor text tells us, is a training manual crafted by ancient Jedi masters explaining what Jedi must know to take their place as defenders of the peace in the galaxy, from mastery of the Force to the nuances of lightsaber combat. Handed down from master to Padawan, a single copy has survived. From Yoda to Obi-Wan Kenobi to Anakin and Luke Skywalker, those who held and studied the book scrawled notes in the margins and left mementos tucked within the pages. This copy is now passed on to you. So this is great. It's called the Jedi Path. It's like a little Jedi handbook. And think, like, whenever you got, like, books when you were in school that were used by other people, or you took, like books.
Like little notes in them?
Yeah.
Highlights?
Yeah, exactly. And they're all written by the characters. Like, it'll have a note at the bottom. It'll say QG for Qui-Gon Jinn. And other ones will say Kenobi or Luke or Anakin. Little notes and little things circled and underlined. Just like if you bought a used book for school when you were in college. Or if you're not in college, it's like you went to a library and somebody wrote their notes in the book.
People that don't go to college don't read.
That's not true. but then tucked throughout the book are these little
Is that
things.
A napkin?
This is a napkin.
What? Is that a Death Star?
Yeah. It's a napkin. It has some sort of drink stain on it. But then written on the inside or drawn on the inside. Is Ben Kenobi's lightsaber
saber design. Schematics?
Yeah, for the Ben Kenobi lightsaber. So he apparently wrote those on a napkin at some point.
He was at the cantina at the time.
That's it. Wherever he was, and it's merely tucked in the book.
How cute!
Other things. There's a patch some sort of starfighter patch in there as well, just tucked into the book. These are not connected, and it really is a napkin, folks.
Oh, yeah, I see.
They printed a napkin, tucked it in this book. You have every topic in here discussed. Let me give you a few. Joining a clan for the Jedi Initiate. Becoming an apprentice. When you're a Jedi Knight, what is a Jedi Sentinel? Enlisting new members. History of the Sith. Threats to Jedi teachings. It is a cute little Jedi, everything you wanted to know about being a Jedi book. And it's a great, I mean, this is absolutely the first installment of our gifts to give this Christmas list right here. This book, The Jedi Path.
All right.
Now, as great as the book is, and the book is great, I think what makes the book is what it comes in.
The secret vault, yeah. A chest vault.
This is
contraption.
It actually lights up
and talks, as you
opens,
may or may not heard, or not talks, makes sounds
and makes sounds, and it is absolutely lights up, makes sounds, and opens right in front of you with the press of a button, and it's really, really a terrific, very well made piece. I don't know who conceived of doing it this way, but I think it's brilliant.
And
the book lifts up from the center.
I think it'll be equally brilliant
uh-huh.
when they put out the Path to the Sith handbook.
Oh, yeah?
Do you think
there's going to be a Path to the Sith handbook?
Took like a finger in there.
I think this is this is one of the coolest Star Wars things I've ever seen.
I was kind of joking, but I'm serious. I'd love to see them do a Sith version.
Maybe you'll luck out, sir, and they'll do a Sith version. I'm not sure.
You know, being a Vader Maul Sith collector.
Well, you know, Anakin made notes in this book, sir.
Yes, I understand.
And he's Vader.
No, he's Anakin.
Oh, I see.
He's the whiny white kid.
I see.
Vader is James Earl Jones. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. author on this is Daniel Wallace, and he did a great job. Lots of great illustrations inside, combat illustrations,
yeah.
Lightsaber. Thing. This is absolutely, I gotta say, I think this is the Star Wars gift this Christmas. I'll tell you what it is for certain. It's the first gift to give this Christmas for Big Kev's Geek Stuff. We're anointing this one as the first. Oh, and you can hear the, there's the Christmas music. So, of course, it is October. So
it's a little early, isn't it?
It is time for Christmas shopping. And we want to come right out of the gate with a winner. This is going to... Now, it retails for $100.
Wow!
Yeah. Now, okay, I know what you're saying. But the book is really special. The container, really unique and creative. And I have a little secret. It's less than $100 on Amazon.
All right.
And it's on Amazon. In fact, you can go to Amazon.com and you can check it out over there. You can get it right from Amazon, who are the people who I think are responsible for bringing this book out, actually.
Oh, wow.
What's that, sir?
It's way less on Amazon.
Currently, how much, sir?
It's like 60.
So there you go. Act now. You can get it really cheap and you'll be the envy of all your gift-giving persons in your family when you give this to someone special. Or, you know, you might want to sneak this over to somebody if you want one of these. You know, you might want to sneak this over to somebody and be like, hey, this looks really cool. And look, it's really cheap and on sale now. Sure wish I could get one like that. And then maybe you'll get one.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
I think this thing is so fantastic. I can't even tell you. I'm jazzed about this little item here.
Jazzy pizzazzy?
Yes, sir.
All righty, Roo.
Do you think you'll end up picking up the Jedi path? I know you said that you were hoping for the Sith path, but, you know, seeing how cool it is with the light-up sounds and everything else.
I might consider it, but I might hold strong for something Sith-related.
Why would you wait for something that was Sith-related?
Because I like the Sith. I like the dark side of the Force.
Oh, sir, I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you.
Clearly, D&D, not a Sith fan.
Well, that is the D&D intro music. Wow, it has been a little while since we heard that. I don't think you should blame Stephen
Lynch. I'm blaming Stephen Lynch.
I'm just saying.
We based an entire bit around his song.
Well, no, sir. We based a bit about this great D&D product.
Yes,
and
yes,
this week, of course, is no exception. To learn more about the product we're going to discuss tonight or other fine D&D products, you want to go to dndinsider.com. That's letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. Tonight we're going to be talking about a terrific product, yet an updated, revised product from our youths, sir.
Well,
this is the red box.
I was going to say, that's
that looked familiar.
That's yeah, except that I don't remember it being quite that big. Wasn't it a little bit smaller?
It might have been a little thinner.
Maybe it was thinner.
A little thinner. This is, for many of us who play D&D, this was our first introduction to D&D. If you wanted to play D&D, before you got into getting all the books and so on and so forth, you got the red box, which contained rules and all sorts of things that you needed to play D&D. And now, as part of their Dungeons & Dragons Essentials line, Wizards of the Coast has re-released the Red Box for your enjoyment. A great opportunity for you to jump in on 4th Edition D&D. Let me tell you what's inside, OG.
Go for it.
Dungeon Master's Book with game rules and adventure content for heroes of levels 1 to 2.
Okay.
Player's Book with hero creation rules and a solo play adventure.
All right.
One double-sided sheet of die-cut hero and monster tokens.
Oh, wow.
Which, I guess, kind of, that's how you start before you get into miniatures.
Right.
Right? Character sheets and power cards, which, you know, you record your character on a character sheet, and power cards kind of help you maneuver through spells and abilities and things. Double-sided battle map. Which is awesome, which you need to have in order to, you know, show your position and combat and things and what you're doing, where you're going, and 6 game dice. And it's the basic game dice. Now, there are a 6, a 4, a 20, a 10, an 8, and a 12.
Are these, have they redone the classic die? There were two versions of the classic die that came with the original. There was the orange ones, and then there were the blue ones.
The terrible blue ones with the crayon?
Well, the orange ones had the crayon, too. The colors were not colored in. The die numbers were not colored in.
And you had to color them in yourself?
You had to color them in yourself, yeah.
You know what? I don't know. These look like actually good dice.
So
they've clearly updated the product in that regard. this is absolutely fantastic. Anyone who is going to want to start playing D&D, this is the first stop right here. I think you get it all in one box, runs you about $20. And I think people are going to be looking for this in the Christmas season as well, sir. You want to get people playing D&D?
Sure.
You do. You give them the red box.
The red box is a nice thing. Looks nice on your shelf.
It does. You have everything inside that you need, as we said, as you described, and you're off. You get a DM and a couple of friends together, and you're off playing Dungeons & Dragons. Now, what you take from this, sir, what you take from this is a basic understanding of the game. So for people that have never played, this is the opportune time or the opportune product to get in and start understanding it. And from this, you then learn, okay, now I can go into some of these other books and supplements and things that we've been discussing for years now, at least a couple years at this point, and expand those characters, broaden those horizons, and as a DM, create much fuller, more intense gameplay, is what I like to say.
All right, fair
enough. But it all starts right here with the Red Box, Wizards of the Coast, D&D Insider, letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com. Check that out. Going to run you about $20, as I said. And that is our D&D update for the week.
It's D&D. Warriors that terrify. It's D&D.
And that is going to lead us into our final break.
Right.
At Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 208. Relax.
Hey, Kev, have you checked out the Home of Happiness over in Montclair, New Jersey?
Who's the Home of Happiness again?
You know, that group. They do that show. There's dancing.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show?
That's the one.
I hear that they are in Montclair the first and third Saturdays of the month and in Bergenfield, New Jersey on the second and fourth Saturdays of the month.
Oodle lolly.
Yes. All shows are Saturday night at midnight. Uncut movie with a live floor show cast.
Love the live floor show.
Costumes and participation are encouraged. Admission is $7 and prop bags are $2.
Fancy.
You get the toast in there, I think. And some rice, maybe.
Rice.
You can check them out over at njrocky.com.
Wowzer.
And you can find out where these shows in Montclair and Bergenfield are and how you can be involved. And you have a great time at the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's a lot of fun.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show, the king of cult films, live in a movie theater near you.
Brought to you by the Home of Happiness.
Johnny Blaze, no one has ever attempted such a distance before. 300 feet from field goal to field goal. What's going through your mind right now?
You look really good.
Hey, this is Ava Mendez from Ghost Rider, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Step.
Let's ride.
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 208. Relax.
Wow, you got the whole title correct, including podcast, and I didn't. So right. Kudos to you, OG.
Well, I'm fresh.
Clearly you've rested.
Next week, right down the shitter again. I guarantee my normal blasé performance back next week.
Before we discuss what we discussed on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, we want to point you to our website, BigKev'sGeekStuff.com, where you can check out everything that we're doing over there, every episode, photo galleries for this and other episodes, and of course, Studio V and other video projects are going to be popping up over there. OG is actually going to link the last of the episode 200.
Right on top of that, Rose.
Party videos. And other things as well. You can also check us out on Sirius XM Radio, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the Sirius XM Experience. We are on alternating Saturday nights, midnight in the east, 9 p.m. in the west, Sirius 197, XM 202, The Virus.
And I just want to say, sometimes you get hung up on. It happens.
Who's upset?
Just some people get hung up
on. We take as many phone calls as we can. It's a live show. We only have an hour.
Some are intentional. Some are not. That's all I'm saying.
Who do we hang up on that was intentional?
No one.
I know what you're talking about.
Sometimes you get hung up on.
And sometimes it was completely intentional. We played it off like it was.
And sometimes it wasn't. Sometimes it is. And if you do and your feelings get hurt, I apologize.
You're the only one apologizing.
I know.
Okay, I'm just saying. Why? Was there an issue?
No.
Oh, okay.
That being said, if you want to leave us a voicemail like you heard George from October Toys do earlier in the show, you can give us a call. The hotline, the GVM, if you will, 425-920-6050. Leave us a message. Perhaps you'll hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Yeah, and actually, you know, you can discuss things that we have discussed or things that you'd like to hear us discuss or your opinions. And sometimes we have contests and things. No contests this
I'm
week.
I'm saying next week, return of the contest.
Okay,
we're bringing it back
next week, and we're gonna have. I think we're gonna have a big prize.
I think so.
We'll see.
Fingers crossed. All right.
No, there was something else I wanted to mention. Oh, a couple things to look forward to coming up. You know, for years we have been bludgeoned by people who want us to cover Doctor Who product.
Yeah, and neither of us.
Neither of us have any interest whatsoever in Doctor Who. Now, that said, we waited, we looked, we wanted to find just the right person.
That's right.
Who could give us insight into Doctor Who and to talk about Doctor Who products. And we found her.
That's right.
And her name is Fiona.
Right.
We may call her Fiona or Fifi.
Okay.
We haven't decided yet. Probably Fiona. She is 13 years old.
Right.
She's a fan of this program.
Nice.
And coming soon, she is going to be doing Doctor Who product on this show.
Fifi's Corner?
I don't know if it's going to be Fifi's Corner. We're working on imaging her segment right now. So, but I just wanted to say I'm very excited
her
about
and phone
it.
Booth.
This is a girl who it's called a TARDIS, though.
Yes,
I don't know.
Fifi's TARDIS.
We're gonna work on it. We're imaging.
All right.
Imaging now. But that's coming very soon. We're very excited about it, and I hope that you guys will be excited about it too.
Sure.
Especially you people who've been up our butts about Doctor Who stuff.
It's coming.
We don't know now.
Slow but sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything else? OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
This week we talked about Keith Richards has a drug problem. No shit. And this may force him to not be in the Disney movie, although I don't think that's actually going to be the case. Of course, the Disney movie, Pirates of the Caribbean 4 on Stranger Tides. Indiana Jones getting the 3D conversion treatment. But Chris Nolan won his Batman 3 movie. No 3D. The Dark Knight Rises is the title.
Awesome.
No Khan in Star Trek 2, but maybe Gary Mitchell. That's what
I'm okay with that, too, on a base level.
The Hobbit staying in New Zealand. Despite much controversy over the coming months, or previous months, rather. John Slattery being eyed for J. Jonah Jameson in the upcoming Spider-Man film.
DC Comics drops their books a buck back to $2.99 in response to fans and comic book stores. Good for DC.
And also, James Cameron moving forward with Avatars 2 and 3. For his next two films, everything else he was working on hold. DVDs out this week. There was a handful that we mentioned that we thought you should check out.
Uh-huh.
The Clone Wars, the complete second season on regular and Blu-ray out this week.
Yes.
The Venture Brothers, Season 4, Volume 1. Back to the Future on Blu-ray and regular 25th Anniversary Edition out on DVD and Blu-ray this week.
Right.
Also out this week, Chaplin, the original 34 films. Chaplin at the Keystone is the name of that one. And I won't bring up that anime title because you were less than excited. There it is.
Trigun?
Yes, Trigun. Meh.
Comics this week, we gave you a few to check out, and they included Cap 611 from Marvel, Hellboy Beasts of Burden one-shot from Dark Horse, The Weird World of Jack Staff, Britain's Greatest Hero number 5 from Image, and from Dynamite, Green Hornet, Blood Ties number 1. We also mentioned that you can check out the latest Amelia Rules book from Jimmy Gownley. It's a really odd last name. Jimmy Gownley's Amelia Rules, True Things Adults Don't Want Kids to Know. So check that out.
In our product review segment tonight, we talked about a plethora of things,
not the least of which.
Thank you. Not the least of which was some books by Quirk. Publishing.
Quirk Books.
Right. The first one there you have.
Yeah, it's the DC Comics 75th Anniversary Poster Book, which includes 100 ready-to-frame covers.
And also Night of the Living Trekkies, both of those by Quirk Books. Check them out online. We'll be talking about more Quirk Books in the coming weeks here on the show.
Right. And also we talked about the Jedi Path. We're calling it the first in our gifts to give. For this holiday season, The Jedi Path, a terrific Jedi training manual in a absolutely superiorly presented form with a mechanical lights and sound case where the book actually rises up out of it from Amazon.com. OG, you're going to put the link up so people can check that out.
I will indeed.
They actually have a little film that you can check out about it as well.
Nice.
And you can look for that in our Christmas Gifts to Give Special Edition Studio V, which will be coming at you in the next several weeks. Also, in the second spot, we're not really numbering them because they're in no particular order.
Right.
From our friends at Wizards of the Coast, it's the Dungeons & Dragons Fantasy Role-Playing Game Starter Set. We call it the Red Box. Going to run you about $20. This is the first step into playing Dungeons & Dragons. It's all the basic stuff you need to know. Absolutely a gift to give this season, this holiday season, from Wizards of the Coast. For more information, check out letter D, letter N, letter D, insider.com.
And something we didn't mention during the show, but I wanted to throw in there real quick. If you happen to be in the Pasadena area, November 20th, Designer Con is going to be going on out there.
Oh, I wish we could go to that.
And you do wish we can go to that because show favorite Dr. A is going to be one of the guests there. Also, Nathan Hamill, friend of the show, is going to be there as well.
Nathan Hamill?
Yeah.
Why do I know that? Why do I know that name?
I don't know.
Nathan Hamill.
October Toys and Toy Break, obviously, going to be there.
Of course.
Some of our friends over at Dragatomi, 3D Retro, Spanky Stokes, all those guys are going to be there. So
nice.
So definitely, if you're in the Pasadena area, I don't know that he's going to be there.
I don't think he's going
to
be there.
But if you are in the Pasadena area, you can go to designercon.com to check out information on that show.
Four Horsemen?
They might have something there, but I don't think they're going to be there.
Oh, I see.
But I'm not sure. But that being said, don't forget, you can also check out everything that we're doing over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our shows are live for Studio V's, except for that one 200th episode.
Which you're posting.
Which I'm going to post tonight. For those of you who have been asking about the t-shirts, done. We're sold out of the original t-shirt. We sold out of the rest of those at New York Comic Con. So if you have one of those, it's a collector's item.
You now have a rare collector's I don't know, though. You never
don't.
Know. If you see us at a con... like New York Comic Con or some of the other shows that we do, if we find any, we'll bring them there. That said, though, brand new t-shirts, at least two different designs.
That's a rumor.
They're coming, sir.
Uh-huh.
They're coming.
Uh-huh.
Just saying they're coming.
Big Kevs Eat Stuff t-shirts.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Wait,
I'm putting
hold
it
on.
Out there.
Hold on, sir. I need to make a special announcement.
Oh, yeah?
I need to make this announcement right here today. At last, launching in January 2011.
Yes.
Big Kev Eats Stuff.
Nice.
Not a joke, not a leading thing, not a tease. Absolutely happening in January 2011.
Okay.
So there it
is. Good for you.
Good for you too, sir, because you're involved in that project.
I apparently am involved in this project.
Uh-huh. There's going to be a lot of people involved in this project suddenly.
Or so we hear.
Suddenly everybody wants to be part of this project. I talked to Production Tim about that project today.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Production Tim on board.
Look at him. He's a busy man. We keep him running around like a lunatic.
Yeah. You got anything else?
I don't.
I do. Come check out me and OG hosting the midnight premiere of Harry Potter and The Deathly Hallows Part 1 over at AMC's Clifton Commons. That's on Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. If you're in the area, you should come and check that out. Tickets are on sale now, folks. They're on sale now. Movie opens in, what, 3 weeks? Something like that?
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's special.
So check that out, and we hope to see you there. And that, I think, is it. Whew. Boy, that was a long one.
Can I take a nap now?
Well, you deserve a long one because we were unfortunately unable to bring you one for a couple weeks there.
That's right.
So thank you so much for all of your concern and your letters and comments and things, and we very, very much appreciate it. Thank you so much for all of you who visited us at New York Comic Con. Lovely seeing you. And we will be back next week with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 209, the Kevin Smith episode. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
And with that, I will end this show as we end all shows by saying goodnight, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever on. Over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever on, under cloud and under star. Yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, under the mountains in the moon, roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea.